Let's get you another secret of charisma. Let's talk about optimism and what we're finding out, that optimism is attitude. Remember the four sections? This one is under presence. What did Winston Churchill said? He said, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Let's talk about blind spot here. We are born pretty optimistic. Life beats us up, things happen to us, and naturally we become more and more pessimistic. When this happens, we attract more pessimistic people in our lives. We usually don't even realize or notice that this subtle change is happening to us. We still think we are optimistic, but have turned to the dark side and don't even know it. Take a realistic look at how you look at life. Are you really an optimist, or has pessimism crept into your life? Do you really feel things will work out and expect the most out of yourself and out of others? The bottom line is, you can become more optimistic. Pessimism repels charisma. Let's talk research. Adopting an optimistic outlook early in life will add years to your life. Optimism leads to the development and maintenance of better and stronger social networks and social support. An optimistic outlook on life has demonstrated higher levels of motivation, persistence, and performance. Pessimistic people tend to look at future experiences in a negative way, and the world is full of bad events. Belief in good luck produces a positive impression that causes feelings of optimism and confidence, and pessimistic people give up twice as fast as optimistic people. So what's the core here? It is no secret that the majority of the wealthy and successful business executives attribute their success to their optimism and attitude more than any other factor. How can you inspire? How can you transfer charisma if you don't have the right attitude or optimistic outlook? Your attitude about the rain on your Hawaiian vacation can ruin your vacation or make it more fun and more memorable. An optimist tells you that your problems are only temporary, and pessimism tells you they are permanent and there's no way out. As an optimist, you will attract people to your cause and you will radiate charisma. Studies have shown that optimists do better in school, perform better in their careers, and live longer than pessimists. Pessimists tend to be more apt to battle depression and give up more easily. Optimism's more than PMA. You've heard about PMA, positive mental attitude. It is not constantly saying positive things to others and hoping they will come true. Rather, true optimism is a frame of reference that governs how you look at the world. Optimism means having expectations that things will eventually turn out okay. Being optimistic means that you really believe you'll be able to eventually accomplish everything you set out to do. You'll be able to help others achieve their goals. Optimism is when you transfer your hope and courage to others, and they will be more inclined to follow you. Optimism means that you tend to see the positive in all situations. Rather than focusing on the negative, you always look for ways to move forward. People will gravitate to people who have a positive view of life. As an optimist, you see the world as a series of exciting challenges you can conquer. You inspire positive feelings, and that's contagious. You can empower people to believe in themselves and in their future. When you are optimistic, you could help others see failure or setbacks as temporary. In contrast, a pessimist sees a temporary obstacle as a permanent failure. Optimists know that when failure happens, they have something in their life they need to adjust. A pessimist, on the other hand, calls failure a permanent weakness and or blames someone else. Optimism then is the ability to bounce back sooner rather than later. I consider attitude a subset of optimism. Attitude is a reflection of what's happening inside a person. Most people don't spend time thinking about their attitudes, yet they allow their attitudes to control them throughout the day. Attitude is a habit that arises from our expectations, what we expect of ourselves and others. You can influence others with the right attitude. When we master influence, we know that our attitude, our optimism, and our expectations are critical in getting others to take long-term action. Your charisma, your attitude, and your expectations will be reflected back to you by the person you're attempting to influence. No one can influence in the long term with a negative attitude. You become charismatic when you are able to turn other people's negativity into something more positive. You must learn to look at the world in a different way. You move away from drowning yourself in the current challenge. You spend time looking for a solution. You move away from drowning yourself in the current challenge and you spend time looking for a solution. When you hit bumps in the road, you don't stop, whine, complain, or think it's not fair. You look for other resources, strategies to make it through those bumps the next time. It still allows you to take risks, but you always know it'll work out. It increases your resilience when faced with challenges, and you automatically become more creative, motivated, and flexible. Optimism allows you to exude charisma. Application? There are specific ways to improve your optimism. We know pessimism increases over time. Use the following methods to improve your optimism, which will improve your ability to influence and have charisma. First of all, choose to be optimistic. Take responsibility for your life and never blame others. Build on current success and past victories. Associate with positive people. Watch the way you talk to yourself. Keep it positive. Stay healthy and always exercise. Create the ability to quickly turn a negative mood into a positive one. Here's our example. Lance Armstrong. Lance had won 2 Tour de France stages before the age of 25. After that, he was diagnosed with testicular cancer. This cancer had spread to his lungs, abdomen, and brain. He had surgery, and his doctors only gave him a 50% chance of living. His optimism, attitude, and his expectation of living are not only why he's alive, but is the reason he went on to win 7 Tour de Frances and won Athlete of the Year in 1999. He's the only person that has won that many races. Many could have viewed this as a complete setback, a no-win situation, but Lance's optimism saw it as only a bump in the road. The key? If you ever feel that pessimism's grip is around your throat, you want to be the opposite, but you are naturally programmed to be pessimistic. Everyone around you pulls you down with their pessimism. Try to see the potential positive outcomes of all the challenges you are facing. Don't be so sensitive to criticism of others or so concerned about what others think of you. Quit looking for possible signs of setback or failure. Try to look for what is right versus what is going wrong. Control your relationships and spend more time with optimistic people. Find others that are willing to help you through the bumps in the road. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling low, take time to give back and serve someone. It will do wonders for your optimism and your attitude.